in here.
Coming to you live from the studios of AM 1400 KKZZ, Ventura County's inspiration station. This is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and more, bringing you value in every way, every day. Join Kim and her friends as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, featuring everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. You can join us and share your journey by giving us a phone call at 805-639-0008. And now, here's your host, Kim Pagano.
Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started.
Welcome, and let's get it started in here.
Are that, you getting pumped up this morning?
I am. I'm telling you, it is Motivational Monday here Kim Pagano Show. I'm the host, Kim. I'm here with Dr. Stephen Trudeau.
I'm so happy to be here.
Well, thank
I'm happy to be anywhere.
You are. I'm telling you, guys, this guy lifts me up here.
Yeah.
So we got Matt on our board. How are you, Matt?
I'm doing good.
Very good. Very good. And we were actually, I'm so glad that you are starting your day here with us on my show here. You know, it's funny. I think about it as we roll into the weekend here, from the weekend, and it's Martin Luther King's birthday, right?
It is, and a lot of people have the day off, so they're enjoying
it was
that
like,
extended...
No traffic out there. It was just smooth sailing all the way here.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's funny. This was a really tough weekend.
It was.
For me.
Yeah.
For you? A lot of people said it.
Yeah, I've heard of a lot of people saying that they've just, over the past week or even just this past weekend, that there was a confluence of problems that just landed on people's laps. I did pretty good, but it took a lot of effort.
It took a lot of effort.
Yeah,
I did pretty good too, you know, but you're absolutely right. It did take a lot of effort. And, so I'm just glad it's Monday, Motivational Monday. We'll start our whole week all over again. And, you know, one thing I realized is, half of my family was out of town. Half of it was in town.
You're used to having a full house.
I am. And although I honored my time with myself and, in my beautiful surrounding of what I've created for myself. And that was really, it was good. I got some Thai food last night,
nice.
Watched the Global Awards. It was cool. It was cool to see everybody's astonishment or, their journey of where they began, where they came from, and all the different actors and actresses.
So,
I spent time with myself. But I have to tell you, for anybody that's maybe living on their own,
When you're a family person, you sometimes forget that there is a huge population of people that, for whatever reason, whether they're older and their kids have left the home, or there's a divorce, or what have you, they live alone. They live either by themselves or with one other person, and they're the stimulation from family or stimulation from people on a daily basis is
important.
Yeah, and you need to get out there and go to church and go to temple and go play bingo and you're right by the ocean. Get out there and paddleboard and go surfing and do whatever. Get out and meet people and interact with people.
Right, and you know what is so important, not to just shut yourself off from the world.
It gets easy to do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I mean, and it's funny. I did so much. I actually went, there's a church out here, and I went and saw the inspirational speaker.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, Nick, and I don't even know Life Without Limits. Let me just tell you, if you ever want to be lifted.
It looks like it says Vujicic.
Okay. Vujicic. Yeah. Anyways, he is amazing.
An amazing motivational speaker. I'm looking at the cover here, and there's something odd about his picture. He's a handsome man, and he has no arms and no legs.
That's right. And let me just tell you, if anybody, you got to look up this guy's story. This guy, Matt, have you ever seen him?
No, I haven't.
Oh, my God. I'm telling you, I think I just cried my eyes out, but with almost like shame for all of us, because here we're so gifted with a whole body.
Mm-hmm.
But his thoughts are, if you're whole on the outside and you're broken on the inside, that still doesn't help you.
Exactly.
And so you have to feel that wholeness inside you.
Yeah.
So anyways, we're already starting on our show here, yeah. But I want to, I'm so glad you're here, all of you. And I want to just let you know all the ways to get in touch with us here. You have tuned in to the Kim Pagano Show every morning from 8 to 9, and then again from 1 to 2. I've got Dr. Stephen Trudeau on today, and also we've got some of our guest speakers. I have Chaney Weiner going to be coming on. In fact, I know he's actually on right now.
Oh,
hi,
wow.
Chaney, are you there?
I'm here.
Hey,
yay.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. I want you to know I have a website, kimpaganoshow.com. You can definitely log into that. And you can find us on Facebook.
Facebook, The Kim Pagano Show on Facebook. Go and like that.
That's right. Yeah. Definitely like that. And also, our phone number here is 805-639-0008. I love to hear from you. And if you're out there, today's topic is, how do you reach out to other people when you're in a slump?
Yeah.
What lifts your day up? Is it going to the beach? Is it going over to family? Sometimes family can't lift you up.
Mm-hmm.
And that's interesting because it's all about, you know, I always say we all come into this world by ourselves. We all go out by ourselves.
Mm.
And yet we need to know how to lift ourselves up. So I am going to open up our phone lines and then we're going to chat with Chaney. And our phone lines, our number here is 805-639-0008. I do have a $25 gift certificate to Fish House Lures, and that is it's kind of new.
Where is Lures?
It's right over off of West Ventura Boulevard. You know where Target is,
yeah.
And all that.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm telling you, I sit at the Oyster Bar, and I just it's great. They've got great food.
You
plus,
know,
they have happy hour.
Oh, there you go. It's even better.
Yeah. Well, I mean, no, but like happy hour food, even
yeah.
You know. So
yeah.
Yeah. No, they've got a great bar. They've
I mean,
got
good
great
cuisine
food.
Is one of those few human pleasures that we do so differently than any other animal on the planet. We
yeah.
really take the time to attempt to make our food taste so amazing and get that wow factor. And when you find a place that's really good, you know, you got to enjoy it. Just drink it in.
But you know what? Not only is their food good, their company's really good.
Oh, yeah?
You know, I mean, yeah, they're just really nice people there, and
oh,
they make
good.
You feel good. By the end of the time, you're glad you ate there.
Yeah.
So anyway, so what I'm going to do is open up my lines as we're talking through, and we're going to take all the names, and then we're going to announce a winner at the end of my show today. So definitely, if you are, you know, I've been on this fish and chicken kick
mm-hmm.
of cleansing my body for 21 days, and
okay.
I'm just really trying to eat less meat.
Mm-hmm.
And healthier. And so they've got some really great fish there.
Cool.
So anyways, I would love to share that with anybody that is listening right now. And again, our phone number here is 805-639-0008. All right. So Chaney, welcome.
Well, thank you for having me back on. And I appreciate what you're doing. And I love what you were just talking about with the food, because it sounded like my diet a little bit, chicken, fish, and that type of thing. So even though it's about 10 after 11 where I'm at on the East Coast.
Yeah.
I'm coming out right now.
There you go. You're getting ready to eat, you know. And they say, you know, it's funny, I had a friend of mine, Shayna, on, and she was saying you need to eat like a king or queen at breakfast, right?
Yeah.
And then a little less at lunch, and then like a college student on an maxed out credit card at dinner.
So ramen for dinner?
No noodles.
Salad for dinner,
salad.
Yeah.
Very little, you know,
yeah.
So maybe one little sushi roll.
Yeah, the heavier meal should be breakfast and then lunch, but dinner should be really light. That helps the body process and digest and store energy properly. You know, why would you want to eat a big, super heavy, heavy carbohydrate, fat, and protein-laden meal late at night when you're not going to burn it?
All you
can do, your body's only defense for the next 12 hours is to store it.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. So, Chaney, you're going to talk to us about how to break through to your genius. Do we all have a genius inside us?
Absolutely. And my intention is to have people realize that, become aware of it, and bring it to the surface, and especially realize where it is, because it's going to be in a certain area of life, and it's going to be different for each person based on the things that are most important to them. In fact, we're talking about food and nutrition. Someone listening right now may be a genius in that particular area. I know I have a fitness background and a health and fitness background, and that's one of the areas I would say is pretty solid expertise-wise for me. So that's Now, for me, that's one area of genius, and there's other areas for me as well. But for each person listening, it's going to be different based on the things that are most important to you and where you excel the most.
So, Cheney, I guess maybe I'm hearing this, and this is my feeling, is your genius like the gift that you were born with?
That's a great question, and...
That's definitely something that I love to talk about here on my show, is the gift, because when you start hearing, you know, like, you're really good at this, or who did this because it's off the charts, you know that that's probably one of your gifts.
It is, and you could make a case for the quote-unquote predisposition aspect of it, but if you really think about it, I mean, just think about musicians and athletes, and they have a very high probability, let me say it like this, if someone is born into a family of musicians or athletes or anything, well, I'll just use those two, they're going to have a higher probability of going down that path and being a genius and excelling in that area. Now, of course, there's people who aren't born into that and still become that, and there's also people who are born into that but don't go that path. Mm-hmm. So nothing's 100% definite, but it's really all based on probabilities. And as far as this whole notion of being born a certain way, I heard this quote somewhere, and I love it. It's, we're all born into genius, but conditioned into mediocrity.
Ooh, yeah.
I like that.
I don't know who came up with that one, but it wasn't me.
What's the difference between your genius and your passion?
Wow, that's
because when I was younger, I was passionate about basketball, and I can guarantee you I am not a genius at it.
Well.
Oh, there you go, yeah.
I personally, and this is what I teach in my Breakthrough to Achieve program and just what I teach overall, is to have people come from a place of mission versus passion so much, because when people come from mission, they're going to embrace both sides, the pain, the pleasure, the positives, the negatives, the ups and the downs, versus if they come from passion, people will have a high probability of only looking for the one side, and then when the other side shows up, which would be the challenging parts, they'll have a tendency to give up. And in fact, I like to use Michael Jordan whenever I talk about this, because he's a guy who dealt with the ups and downs. In fact, he was cut from his 10th grade basketball team. Now, if he was passionate, which he probably says he is, but he was on a mission as well. So he came more from mission than passion. But I understand how passion is used, how the word is used, and people typically think, oh, it's doing something I love, but a lot of times people are following what they consider their passion, but then they give up, which means it wasn't their passion. That's why I have and teach people to come more from mission, so they can embrace both sides, because when that challenge comes up and when those tough times come up, they know how to deal with them, they move through them, and they move to the next level.
There you go. That's great. And if anybody's just joining us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim. I'm here with Dr. Stephen Trudeau. We got Matt on our board. And our phone number here is 805-639-0008. And definitely give us a call. Also, we are talking to Cheney Weiner. And, you know, Cheney, last night on the awards, Morgan Freeman said, if you do what you love, then you never have to work a day in your life.
Yeah.
And I just, you know, that was amazing.
Now I know where that quote came from, because I've heard that and I've used that, but I didn't attach Morgan Freeman's name to. In fact, I didn't attach any name. That was another one of those anonymous ones, but it is so true. There's nothing even more for me to say on it. You do what you love and love what you do.
Simple.
It's not work, it's play.
It is. It is, exactly. So take us through, let's see, so many times you'll hear people say that they aren't a genius. You disagree?
Yeah, everybody is certainly a genius, and as I was mentioning before, it's really going to be based on their values or the things that are most important to them. And just, I encourage everyone listening to take a look in the different areas of life and look at the things what you love to do the most, and you'll see that you'll have a much higher probability and you'll have genius in those areas of life, especially those areas that you excel in the most, and you'll devote the most time to that, whereas areas of lesser interest, you may not perceive yourself as being a genius. So it's going to be based on those values. I like to talk about the values and what's most important to you, because that's really where it's going to come down to. And the other thing I want to mention about this is that people can be geniuses in five different areas, but maybe not a genius in another area. Now, with me, when it comes to computers and computer tech work, I don't consider myself a genius there, but when it comes to fitness and health, speaking and teaching what I teach, the different programs I teach, I consider myself a genius there. It's true for everyone else, but the difference is with each person, it's going to be different based on those values and based on the things that are specific and most important to them.
I make a pretty good cheese omelet.
Yeah, I must be a genius in practice, or in a, you know, I'm practicing to be a genius.
You're practicing to be a genius.
You know, because I just, in a sense, I kind of...
Well, you're a genius at being you.
Well, you know, and sometimes...
And you're a, Kim, you are a very unique person. You're a genius at it. You don't even, you're so good at being you, you don't even know you're doing it. But you should pay attention to the responses you get from people. There's so many people who come up to you when they meet you and they're like, oh my God, Kim, you are so amazing. Thank you for your show on this, and thank you for bringing me a connection to that person. That is one of your obvious geniuses that you don't... I don't think you really own it enough. You should own it more.
There you go. I will own that. Thank you. That was nice. Well, and so I guess that's what we have to look at is, you know, what are our God gifts, right? Things that we were just born with. So that's kind of where you're talking about, right, Cheney?
Yeah, and that's a great point what Stephen just brought up. And I want to touch on that because some people... I've had this happen with me, and we've all done it. We're not, in many cases, aware of our own genius, so to speak, until somebody comes to us and says, hey, you're really great at doing this, you're really great at doing that, and then the light bulb goes off, and you go, wow, because many times people, a lot of times people don't want to come from a place of, oh, I have a big ego, or I'm all cocky and puffed up, but it's important to acknowledge that, and if you're not going to do it, when other people tell you, that light bulb will go off, like I just said, and wow, you discover that, hey, I do excel here, even though I wasn't aware of it, and then you can tap into that even further.
Somebody once said that it's not bragging if it's true.
There you go. It's funny because you have to be really sure of yourself, and a lot of people aren't sure of yourself, so that's kind of what you're saying,
right?
We've
been conditioned to not be braggarts. We've been conditioned to not be all full of ourselves because people do that, especially like it starts in elementary school where people start saying, I'm the greatest handball player ever and things like that, and they get shot down from everybody else. You know, don't be like that. But I think that negatively affects us as we become adults from taking ownership of our skills. Look, if I can shoot an arrow from a horse and take down a buffalo, then I'm one of the best hunters in my tribe, period. And it's not bragging, it's a fact.
Well, I think that we need to all think of how good we are.
Yes.
We have to be our own advocate or else nobody else is going to, right?
Your own horn a little bit.
Absolutely. Well, we actually have a caller on the line.
Oh, nice.
And who's there?
Hi, this is Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
Hello,
how are
Michelle.
You?
Michelle.
Hi, I just want to say I'm in the I Love Kim Pagano Club.
Yay!
You are so sweet. Thank you, thank you. And so tell me how... Go ahead.
Well, this topic was interesting because talking about school, and I'm an educator.
Oh, we're losing you a little there.
We were talking about the topic at work and about genius. And there was a study done that measured genius of kindergarten children based on standard school. And it was based on problem solving and their ability to look at things in different ways and that sort of thing. And the genius level came out at like 98%.
Wow.
What happened is the years progressed. This is what he's saying that we do to our kids in our education is that it got less and less as the kids progressed through school because we're narrowing down what genius was and what they were looking at for genius level.
Wow.
And kids became less able to solve problems in creative ways. It's a fascinating
stuff. Well, thank you. And you're cutting in and out. Are you not on a landline, right?
I'm sorry. I'll let you go. Thanks.
You got it. Thank you so much, Michelle, for calling.
Yeah, she was making...
But what a great point.
Yeah, making
because,
the point that,
see,
that kids lose it.
See, when we do start off, our parents give that input for us all
you're
the time.
You're the greatest thing that ever walked the planet.
Yes. You know, it's almost like, you know, when you're watching, like, American Idol, did their parents not tell them they weren't good, you know? Right? I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
But they can do no wrong. They can do anything. So if we could every single day wake up or have our own team that tells us how good we are.
Yeah.
Could you imagine the possibilities of
our
life?
And we do have to also learn to do it for ourselves because that's a major component of depression is when we get to that place where we feel like we can't do anything right. The world is conspiring against us and we have no power over it. We become helpless. Without hope, our heart is sick. And so we lose that hope, and we go into addictions, and we oversleep, and we lose our jobs, and the world is a tough place. But you have to go back and say, wait a minute, no matter what's happening, there are things that I can do no matter what. I can play a couple of songs on the guitar. I can breathe, and nobody can stop me from doing that. I can meditate. I can pray. I can make a mean omelet. You know, you have to go back to, for your self-esteem, those things you know how to do and that nobody can take away from you.
Yeah, and here's another thing. I'm going to go, and Cheney, are you still with us?
I'm here.
Okay, cool. Chime in when you can. is, you know what, sometimes we have to remember what we want for our life, because as a mom and as a dad, okay, or, you know, even in as anybody out there, is sometimes you're so busy taking care of everybody else, you forget who you are, who your ground values are,
right,
and what you want for your life. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you get resentment and you get resentful.
Right.
And so how do you keep hold of who you really are? What's some of the ways that you, that, that you tell other people, Dr. Stephen?
Well, I honestly tell them, stop, roll your shoulders up to your ears, roll them back, squeeze your shoulder blades together, and take a very deep, slow breath. Just taking a moment to really reinvigorate yourself, get in a larger quantity of oxygen into your bloodstream, into your brain, and breathe out that carbon dioxide. Every breath can be a healing breath. And when you just take that moment, your mind reboots and restarts, and then you can take on the next challenge that lies in front of you.
How about you, Cheney? How do you do that? Do you ever have those down days where you have to lift yourself up? What do you do?
Well, first I want to say every human being has those down days. And what I do is a little bit unique and something I encourage people to do, and that is to train yourself to understand that as you go through your day, as you go through your life, you're going to have a balance of both sides, support and challenge. There's going to be moments of ease, moments of difficulty. There's going to be positive moments and negative moments. And if you train yourself to understand that you're going to face that throughout your day and throughout your life, when those moments do come up, you're able to handle them a lot quicker and a lot smoother, and you're able to move through them in a much more efficient manner instead of going through the ups and downs and the highs and lows. Now, let's face it, no one's going to avoid one way or the other. There's going to be moments where it's going to appear more positive. There's going to be moments when it appears more negative. But if you know how to be poised in those situations, it doesn't run your life as much. You move through it, like I said, a lot more efficiently, and you have less baggage and less. And really what it does is it creates a ripple effect down the road where you just, like I said, you condition yourself to live like that, and you just don't have things on the outside affect you as much as they normally would.
Good habits are good.
Good, yeah, definitely. And, you know, I mean, when you were saying that, I'm thinking, you know, maybe you go for a run. Maybe you go for a walk. Maybe you take your dogs for, you know, dogs and animals are amazing.
Do a little gardening,
you know?
Yeah.
You start to do all those stuff that you, everything that you love, you know, and so then it kind of just starts changing it to a positive.
Mm-hmm.
So if for anybody that's just tuning in right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I'm so glad you're here with us. And I would love to see how you change your day around. You know, it's Motivational Monday. Yeah. And, you know, I would just love to hear what other people, because what we talk about is your gift, your journey. And when you're talking about your journey, it's actually helping somebody else with their journey.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes people feel not alone, not that they're the only one out there having a tough time.
Right.
And so definitely,
it's amazing how universal these experiences really are.
Yeah.
I mean, how much more alike we are than how different we are.
Right.
Yeah.
And we all feel this way. But when we're feeling like that, we feel alone.
Mm-hmm.
And we feel, you know, like, oh, God, nobody wants to be with us. But yet we're all struggling to lift ourselves up. And if we can help lift somebody else up while we're lifting ourselves up,
absolutely,
the world would be a better place, one person at a time.
And we're making it a better place.
There you go. Yeah. So definitely give us a call here at 805-639-0008 and definitely get your name in for a $25 gift certificate to Lures. It's an incredible fish house, oyster bar and restaurant. But yeah, I would love to hear your input.
Yeah. You know, I was thinking about what Cheney said about, you know, you can't have good days every single day. you know, there is going to be a little rain that must fall in our lives. And last Monday, I could feel the tickle of a cold coming on. And I was so amped up to accomplish so many things this past week. And it just wasn't happening because my body kept telling me, you're not feeling good. You need to lay down. You need to sleep. And I accomplished what I had to, my responsibilities, but nothing else on top of that got done. See, and I started feeling bad about myself.
I was just going to say, that would be me.
And for me, not to do the extra feels not good.
Right.
But I had to constantly remind myself that if I don't take care of myself, I won't have it available next week and the next week to give to people. I've pushed myself too far in the past. I've gotten walking pneumonia twice from not listening to my body and not laying down. And that can be extremely dangerous.
Right.
So this time my wife made me lay down and she made me chicken soup. And
see, but here's the question. What if you don't have somebody like your wife? Cheney, are you there?
Yeah.
I'm here.
All my listeners, are you there? What do you do if you don't have somebody at your side, or you live by yourself? How do you lift yourself back up? I just think that, you know, is an amazing question that we really need to get through that. Any ideas?
Well, what I would recommend people do is to find something that's inspiring to themselves, and especially having a cause along with that, because even though there may not be people around, and that's going to vary from moment to moment and from different points in time in someone's lives to other times, there's going to be those moments when no one's going to be around. But if you're being driven by a mission, a cause, and something that's really inspiring to you, you're going to have a very high probability of, when those situations do come up, to move through them a lot more easier and in a more, let's say, efficient manner than if you don't have a cause. Because, you know, people who don't have a cause or claim they don't have a cause and they're not inspired, they'll just fall into those doldrums, so to speak, and they'll just get, you know, quote unquote depressed, and then they just won't know what to do, and then they just run the whole cycle over and over again. So, but figure out what your cause, have a cause that's inspiring, that can help and serve other people, and you'll be amazed at how you can transform those types of situations that would have come up, but now when they do come up, you know how to handle them a lot better.
I definitely agree. And, you know, another thing is, when you are feeling good and you are feeling strong, you want to make sure that you're giving back to other people.
Yep.
Because
Capitalize on that.
Yeah, I mean, really, because that is going to take you further than anything else. When you're, you know, serving other people or volunteering, God, it comes back.
When you drink in how good you feel when you're giving to others, when you really absorb it in, that's the nourishment that carries you through the darker times when you're not giving and you don't have much. In fact, you need a little back yourself.
Definitely. Well, Cheney, thank you so much for joining us, and I really appreciate you being on our show.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. You have a great day. We're going to take a really quick break. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Stay with us. We got lots more. In fact, I want to do a little shout out to my friend Giovanni out there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's in the hospital, not feeling great right now. And my prayers and my love are with you. And I hope that you get better really quick. So with that, definitely, we're going to take a quick break. And stay with us. Our phone number here is 805-639-0008. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show.
Oh, honey, what's wrong?
I just finished meeting with the realtor, and she says we can't sell Dad's house without a court order.
What do you mean?
The realtor said we had to have a probate. It can take more than a year to complete and cost more than $20,000.
What are we going to do?
I'm attorney David R. Schneider, and this kind of problem plays out every day for families of Ventura County who did not plan accordingly. A probate proceeding can cost families thousands of dollars in wasted costs and attorney's fees, leave families feeling helpless. Let me show you how I can save your family thousands with a comprehensive estate plan using a revocable living trust. Call me at the law offices of David R. Schneider, 374-8777. Listeners of The Kim Pagano Show receive a free one-hour, no-obligation consultation, a $275 value. Give us a call at 374-8777 and say you heard about us from The Kim Pagano Show. Let us help. Call 374-8777. That's 374-8777.
Grow your business with Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly targeted audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of local residents, business owners, and visitors. Our affordable rates start at just over $33 an issue, giving you an exceptional return for your advertising dollars. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com.
This is the Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Are you a fan of Kim on Facebook yet? If not, it's extremely easy. Simply go to facebook.com/thekimpaganoshow and press the like button. You can find all about what's coming up on upcoming shows, as well as be entered in special contests to win monthly prizes. It's all for free on Facebook at facebook.com/thekimpaganoshow. And now, once again, here's Kim.
Perfect.
There we go. Yeah.
Yeah. Give a little bit of yourself. That is so true. When you're giving of yourself.
Altruism is one of those higher forms of human existence. And, you know, it's so beautiful to see in other people when they give selflessly,
right,
not expecting a reward. And yet they do get a reward. The reward is internal.
Exactly. And if you could just be expecting it, it feels good to you. That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
You know, I do want to tell anybody that's just tuning in right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and I'm so glad you're here. I'm here with Dr. Stephen Trudeau. I've got Matt on our board.
It's Motivational Monday.
It is. And God, I feel better already.
Get motivated.
Tell you, yeah, this was a tough week for me, a weekend, or, I mean, not, you know, I mean, I did tons of stuff. That was not it.
Yeah.
You know, we went to, again, I saw the motivational speaker, totally motivated me.
Nick, Life Without Limbs. What
yeah.
a wonderful, amazing
and God, that is just amazing. Amazing. How do you think he lifts himself up every day?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he makes jokes about, you know.
Well, it's amazing what we can adapt to, and it is all between the ears, isn't it?
Definitely.
You've got 3 pounds of mush up there, and you can do with it what you choose, and or you can let it ruin you.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Well, gosh. Anyways, well, I do want to let you know that Roxy 11 Cinema over off of Verdugo Way in Camarillo, they're actually starting a ballet in their cinema series and also opera in cinema series. So I do want to give out their phone number at 805-388-0532. Let them know that you heard it on Kim Pagano Show, and really great. I mean, you can go to the movies and actually see a show there instead of just a movie.
Wow.
So it's very
cool. So
the
movie theater actually becomes theater.
Yes.
Not just a movie.
Yeah. So they're going to do ballet and opera. So
nice.
I wanted
we got culture.
We got culture. Exactly. And it's very cool theater. And also on Tuesdays, they have Tuesday $5 movie night.
Oh, wow.
$5.
Get out.
Yeah.
Get out. Get out of your house. Go do something.
You know, and that's another thing that we need to talk about is you have to move out of your house. You know, you have mm-hmm. to get going and do something, even if it's a walk, mm-hmm. even if it's to go smell your roses, if it's to, you know, go to the park and you see other people and it just kind of rejuvenates you.
Well, you know how they say relationships take work to make them, you know, live to fruition? And I think just being a human being, it takes effort. You can't just fly by whatever happens today. Well, my alarm clock went off. I guess I'll get out of bed. Well, I feel hungry. I guess I'll eat. Well, if I don't go to work, then I won't get paid. So I guess I'll go to work. And then you wait for random things to happen, whether, oh, I had a bad day because all the traffic lights were red and that just happened to me. It's you're living a life where things you're just waiting for things to happen and then you respond to them. I don't know if that's really living, is it? And you have to put forth the effort. And I know people are tired and exhausted and they don't want to work at it, but I don't know if there's a better word we can come up with, but you really do have to burn a few calories to improve your life. You've got to run around the block, take the dog for a walk, do some gardening, get some dirt under your fingernails, go visit people in a convalescent hospital when they're alone. You know, give of yourself when you don't think you have anything left in the tank. Dig deeper and find something to give. And wow, it's amazing how it can transform your life.
What a great, yes, that felt so good. Yes, and seriously, you know, if you have that feeling of maybe depression or you have that feeling of feeling alone, pick yourself up. You know, it's funny. My dad says that Frank Sinatra, you know, it's dust yourself off and pick yourself up and keep going.
There you go.
No matter what. And I always hear that in the back of my mind. And I hope that, you know, that people have people in their lives that they can turn to pick themselves up if they can't pick. Because there are days that you feel like, oh, my God, this is just more than I can handle. So.
Then honor that day.
Yeah.
Honor that day and say, this is the day that I'm going back to bed because I really need to take care of myself. But don't fool yourself into thinking, well, this is that month.
Right.
This is that year.
So I want to ask you, when you were kind of not feeling good,
yeah.
Did you go to bed?
I did, and it really was frustrating. And I forced myself to read a couple of books I've been promising myself to read. I watched a couple of movies I've been promising myself to watch. I watched the special features. I mean, I really went out of my way to distance myself from my creative side because my creative side wants to get out of bed and build something or write something. I didn't write one thing, and I'm a writer. I write every day almost, and I didn't write one word down in a week. And it felt a little odd. It felt disconcerting. But what I'm hoping comes out of it is a greater sense of generativity because I took that time to distance myself from it, and I gave myself the week. They say that if you do nothing, a cold lasts about a week. And if you take all of the medicines that are supposed to relieve your symptoms, it'll only last 7 days.
Wow.
So no matter what you do,
you
can't escape that cold. You got it. Oh, I got that cold. I can feel it on my sinuses.
Vitamin C, Jewish penicillin.
Absolutely make yourself feel better.
Chicken soup, right?
Reduce the symptoms any way you can. But sit down, you're going for a 7-day ride. And take care of yourself.
Right.
Because when you come out of it, you will have all of these great ideas and all of this great energy. When you feel better, when you feel the difference between being sick and being better, oh, my God, I'm going out running.
Because you've taken care of yourself. Yeah. You haven't ran yourself through this gamut, and then you're even worse than you started.
Well, and then it develops into something deeper, a bronchial infection or pneumonia or what have you. Or just run yourself ragged, and then you get into that mode of being constantly tired. You wake up tired, and then no matter what you do during the day, you can never catch up.
Right.
So you have to take the time to take care of yourself. Really
and
take care of yourself.
Honor your body.
I took a suggestion from you.
You did.
I did. You mentioned to me that there is this great foot massage place.
Oh, my God. That's where I went yesterday.
And I went, and I didn't know what was going to happen because I'm not used to people touching
Good
my feet
for
or anything.
You. Was
but
it amazing?
Wow, it was wonderful and so relaxing, so peaceful.
That's my, we were talking about pampering last week, right? And let me tell you.
And for $20.
Yeah.
I got a relaxing experience that amazing.
Definitely. So, they're all around your, city and stuff.
Yeah,
so,
I've seen, you see the signs, like an introductory offer in almost any city, any town now.
Oh, my
so,
God, let me tell you.
Go get yourself a massage.
Yeah.
Go get yourself a pedicure,
Pamper your body.
Yeah,
that's absolutely. It.
And your mind and your soul and everything else.
There you go. Yeah. Well, I know we have our next guest on, and Ken, are you there?
I am.
Hey, how are you?
Good morning.
Very good. So, Ken Solon, your book is... Now, is your book called Men Don't Get It?
No, the book is called Act Like a Man.
Act Like a Man. Okay. And what do you mean by act like a man? This is going to be fun. I can tell already.
Well, it's interesting. After I was listening to the fellow you had on before talking about taking care of the physical body, and my book is more about men taking care of their emotional the emotional aspects of the...
Wait a minute. Men have emotions?
Yeah, they do. And actually, it's coming to grips with them and making them work for them as opposed to working against them. 20 years ago, my life was just a wreck. I was an entrepreneur, and I had all the toys and motorcycles and cars, and I was the most miserable human being alive, and I had no friends. My relationships lasted maybe 3 to 6 months. I was just lost, and I had no idea why. And I went to a Robert Bly day in San Francisco and left, realizing that the idea of manhood was a complete mystery to me. So I put together a men's group 20 years ago. We're still meeting. We still get together.
Wow. I put together a women's group, and we just had an amazing women's group this last week.
Exactly what I'm talking
about.
Yes,
and you know what? When you, kind of like what we're talking about right now, when you know that you're not alone, oh my gosh, you can reach out to other people and feel that I'm okay.
You think men feel more alone in general?
I think when people read Act Like a Man, every single guy is going to see himself in this book because there isn't an issue we didn't go through: divorce, dating, relationships, fatherhood, sexual issues, you name it, we dealt with it over time. So every guy is going to see himself, and he's also going to realize that he can resolve his own issues with the help of other men. I mean, that's what this is really about. Men don't have to be frustrated. They don't have to be alone. Most guys don't have any friends. And when I do public speaking, I always end by asking the next time, ask the men in the audience, the next time your life falls apart, who are you going to call? Most guys, what I see is just a blank face, and that's unnecessary. Act Like a Man is a guidebook for men. It tells guys how you do this, and it tells women how to incorporate intimacy into their relationships. And this is important stuff. Men tend to be hiding. They don't really live the lives they really they dream that they wanted to live, mostly because they're just lone wolfing it through life, and they don't trust other men. They fear other men. There's a lot of reasons why men tend to stay away from each other. We had a fellow in the first meeting. He said the very first meeting, his comment was, a woman's best use in life is as a pleasure unit, and I never had an intelligent conversation with a woman. Well, we dug away at this guy for a while, and we found out he'd been dumped in his 20s, and it was the most horrible feeling he'd ever experienced. And I said, what did you do when that happened? And he said, I stuffed it so deep I knew I'd never have to deal with it again. Hmm. Well, it had affected every relationship he'd ever had. He'd never trusted women, including his wife. And he'd suffered terribly until he finally opened up in this group and told his story. And it gave him the opportunity to start working on intimacy in his marriage.
God, I love this. I love where we're going. I just want to remind everybody, if anybody's just tuning in right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim. I'm here with Dr. Stephen Trudeau. We've got Matt on our board. Our phone number here is 805-639-0008. Give us a call. We're talking to Ken Solon. Is that how I say it?
Yes.
Okay. And Act Like a Man. What do you mean? What does that actually mean, act like a man? What is a man supposed to act like?
Exactly. That's exactly the question. It's what's your idea of manhood? When I was a kid and I fell and I was laying down bleeding, I would say, come on, suck it up, act like a man. And that's why I gave the book that title, because men don't really know what it means to act like a man. They don't really have a sense of their manhood. And until they embrace the fact that they're emotional beings and they become aware of their emotions and become in control of them, they won't really understand what being a man means. It's very, very important for men to get on top of this and stop being afraid of talking about their feelings. We had a fellow in the group in the beginning who could never confront people. Even if people who insulted him or gave him a terrible time in life, he would talk around the issue so much that you could never understand whether he was angry, sad. I mean, and we helped him learn how to come from a place of integrity, to say, hey, look, here's how I'm feeling. This is how I feel. And that's how it is. And you can either listen to me and take in what I'm saying or not, but I'm going to tell you how I feel. We had a guy who'd been married four times and he was getting ready to get married again. And we made him understand that there's a difference between being alone and lonely.
Oh, yeah.
And being alone isn't a bad thing. In fact, we encouraged him to spend some time alone and get to like himself. You know, I had nothing but serial relationships that didn't last long. And finally, somebody said to me, how could a woman ever love you if you don't love yourself?
Gosh,
indeed.
So true.
One of the things I prescribe to men who come into my psychotherapy practice is I ask them flat out, just look them in the eye, and they're emotionally bleeding. They've fallen down, they're emotionally bleeding. Everybody's telling them to suck it up. And I ask them, have you ever been to the movies by yourself? Have you ever been out to dinner by yourself? Literally go to a restaurant, sit down, and eat a meal by yourself. And I have not yet had a man say yes.
Really?
I mean, I know they're out there.
Have you?
But yes, absolutely. I do
Matt,
it all the time.
You?
I've had lunch on my own, but not in actual restaurants. It's probably not the same.
How about, do you walk into a movie by yourself?
I haven't done that.
No.
Go to a movie by yourself. It's a movie. Have fun. Enjoy yourself.
Ken, have you gone to a movie by yourself?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, I really, I love my time alone.
Okay, so yeah. I'm going to like just put this back on women right now, okay, as I've got these three amazing men that we're talking to right here. You know what? I don't know. I haven't either. But I don't think I think I would be okay with it because
right. Most men don't go because they're not okay with it.
Sometimes, like this weekend, it was a little challenging because I love myself. I do think I'm a great person, but sometimes you need other people to lift
you up.
Of course.
We're social creatures, of course.
And men need to have friends in their lives. I mean the kind of friend you can call at 3 o'clock in the morning and he'll be at your doorstep in 15 minutes. That's the kind of authentic friends.
Yeah.
Unconditional friends. And if you're willing to be that friend, then you'll find guys in your group who are more than glad to be that friend for you. I have a lot of the reviews on Amazon for my book are unanimously 5-star. And I'm overwhelmed by that. And one woman wrote that reading Act Like a Man was like watching a reality television program. Well, it's everybody's stories. It's told in their own words. The book is all dialogue. It's like reading a movie, and it's fascinating to see the change. You know, it's the arc, the hero's journey from 20 years ago, 8 guys who didn't have a clue, to 20 years later, guys who remarried. They're in great relationships. Their relationships with their children are better. We're all friends. This is some, you know, men have to have friends, and not having friends is the reason most guys feel lonely when they're alone. If you have friends, you know they're always out there for you, and when you're alone, you don't have to feel like you're alone because you don't know anybody. There's a huge difference between being alone because you have to be and alone because you want to be.
So, you know, Stephen and I, we're right always on the same track here. But what should fathers teach their sons?
Yeah, what's the father factor here? Grandfather factor.
This is a real issue because, you know, fathers always took their sons with them out in the fields to work in the morning, or they taught them their trade until the Industrial Revolution in the 1850s. And that was the end of fatherhood because fathers went to work in the factories and left their sons to be raised by their mothers. Women did the best job they could do, but a woman can't raise a boy to be a man. You have to have had that firsthand experience. Mm-hmm. And fathers need to start teaching their sons what it means to be a man. And part of that lesson is that it's okay to be emotional, without being sloppy, but it's okay to be emotional. And how to be in control of those emotions.
See, now, Ken, I'm going to have to, beg to differ with you, okay? Because I think that women and moms, and I'm going to open up our phone lines right now, if anybody's out there listening and has a comment on this, 805-639-0008. I think women actually can help their sons to know what women want, to be sensitive to their needs, where men, if they haven't learned that from their fathers they won't be able to. They're just going to mimic their exact needs of what their father did.
Right. Well, fathers haven't always been available. For all throughout recorded human history, fathers have died in hunting accidents and war and disease. And so there's been plenty of children raised without fathers.
Exactly.
But the tribe would circle around that child and take up the mantle of teaching that young man what it means to be a man. So the uncles, the grandfathers, the coaches, the teachers, the mentors, their input about manhood specifically is something so unique that a woman just can't do that.
Exactly. And I've actually heard women say, I can make a better man out of my son than my husband, my ex-husband can. And when I hear that, I just think, no, really, you can't. Whatever your marriage was, it has nothing to do with this. And I encourage men, if they get divorced, to insist on 50% physical custody of their children, to be involved raising your kids. I consider being a father a major part of your manhood. And if you're not paying attention to your children, then in my eyes, at least, you're not much of a man.
I like that. I do like that. You know, and that is why there should be a husband and a wife, a mother and a father.
Of course.
Well, they say it takes more than one parent to raise a child. You know, a lot of people.
It takes a tribe, let me tell you.
Yeah, it's a tribe. I think it takes 12 parents to raise a child.
But I got to say that my son, who's now 44, I raised him as a baby from 1 to 6 by myself, right out of college, just starting my career, because that was the circumstances. I didn't really have a choice. And I did it. Did I know what I was doing? Yeah, some of the time I did.
Let me ask you this. What kind of father did you have?
The worst. I mean, he was violent.
See.
He was angry. He was violent. I mean, I was afraid of him. And because of him, my experience with him, I never trusted men, and mostly because I was afraid.
So you wanted to show your son a different life.
Absolutely.
Now, what about your mother?
She, while he was getting crazy, run, you know, wailing away at me, she was closing the windows so the neighbors wouldn't hear. That didn't exactly make me want to trust women either.
Got it.
I had a lot of work to do to overcome.
And you know, what you're saying right here is real life. This is happening all over the world.
Yeah, and guys are going through this alone, and they don't have to.
But I have to tell you, women are going through this
alone.
Absolutely. I mean, this is a universal. It's not, I mean, I encourage what you're saying, and I love that you made this book, Act Like a Man. But I'm telling you, on the women's side of it, you know, we feel the same way.
Yes.
There's times that...
But I think that there are a lot of books on women on this particular topic, and I think that his book is a little bit more unique because it's in a smaller space on the library shelf.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's women have been in women's groups since the 60s, because I remember when that all started. Women started meeting, and that was sort of my model initially 20 years ago, was, my God, women have been doing this for all these years. I've seen women, grow emotionally, get past their divorces, get past their anger. They're doing a great job together. Why aren't men doing this? And so I decided to, you know, the process is different. Men don't go about this exactly the same. There's a lot of, in the beginning, especially in my group, there was a lot of anger, a lot of noise, a lot of shouting, a lot of screaming, a lot of real rage. But that was good. I called a friend of mine who knew something about this, and I said, well, what do you think? We're just, some of these meetings, there's so much contentiousness. And he said, you're a men's group, aren't you? And I said, yeah.
So how many people are in your men's group?
8.
Oh, so
which
it's
is a
small.
Mm-hmm. No, that's a perfect size. We meet a couple times a month, and I've helped a lot of guys start groups. My book really tells men how to start a group. And how to run a group, you know, because they can just read how we did it.
My dad moved to Palm Springs, and it's funny because he doesn't have a lot of really close friends, like kind of what you're saying. But, you know, so anyways, he got into a men's group, and it was amazing. He said, wow, and I think that everybody, I mean, this is something that we always discuss, is that we all need a support group.
Yes.
And it's just you're going to reflect on different parts of everybody's life that
and
help
also,
you.
Instead of, you know, we don't give each other advice, because I always felt advice was kind of the lowest form of conversation, you know, between a couple of people. But instead of advice, if somebody's going through a divorce, then the guys who've been divorced will share what they did when they got divorced, what they did that worked, what didn't work, how they felt. You know, if a guy says, gee, you know, I'm feeling, you know, angry, I'm feeling suicidal, I'm feeling lonely, you know, the other guys can talk about how they felt, and that's enormously helpful experiential information. That's what guys can give each other, is to share their experiences on an emotional level. And once you've done that a few times, you miss it when it's not around. You look forward to it.
Why do you think that men have so few of genuine friends?
Because I think men always see each other as competitors. Competitors for women, competitors for jobs. And because...
They're not allowed to let their...
Well, we also don't want to be seen as mushy.
Right. And because most of us had, you know, poor relationships with our fathers, we don't necessarily trust men. But men fear other guys because they think, they fear that he's better looking, he's smarter, he's got more money. You know, men don't see other men as peers. They see them as competitors, and that's a shame. The one thing we learned over the years in my men's group was, you don't have to be afraid of each other. We're not competing. You know, we're here to help. We're here to back each other up. And that's all that matters.
So we have like just a couple minutes left of our show, of course, and I want to ask you, so what kind of men do women really want?
They want guys who are emotionally aware and emotionally in control. If they ask a guy, how are you feeling about our relationship today? They don't want to hear what the guy thinks. You know, what he thinks is his opinion. And when he talks about his feelings, that's his absolute truth. So if you want to know how a guy's really feeling about you, then get him to talk about how he's feeling about you, not what he's thinking about your relationship.
I love it. I love
it. That's what women want. But the truth is, that's what works for men once they figure it out. That's all that works for men, because if a woman says, how are you feeling about us? And the guy says, well, I think. And she said, no, I don't care what you think. That's your opinion. You know, eventually guys get that, and they start telling their absolute truth. Now, the other side of that is women have to be prepared
to listen to what they're going to say.
They may not like what they hear, but you ask for the truth, and that's what you're going
to
get.
Right. Ken, what I would love to do is find out where we get your book, and I'd love to have you back and find out what men want in women.
Teaser for
the next
time.
There you go. Yeah. So let's
where do we find your book?
Where do we get your book?
It's on Amazon, and you can buy it in Kindle or print. It's also in Barnes & Noble.
I got mine. I don't know if I got one yet, but okay. Very cool.
It's readily available, and I think if people read the reviews on the Amazon website for my book, I think it's kind of a no-brainer after that.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today. It was really interesting.
Thank you very much
for
having me.
You got it. You have a great day. Gosh, well, it's flown by. Were we motivated? Did we motivate
people? I think we were motivated,
I think so. I love when you come on. Tell everybody where they can get in touch with you.
Oh, Dr. Stephen Trudeau. I'm all over the place.
On
the internet. You know, I started my new blog on 3 W's.
Your website looks great,
humansguide.com, humansguide.com, /blog. Read my blog, and it's called The Courage to Thrive.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I thank all of you for joining us here on my show, Kim Pagano Show, Adding Value Every Day in Every Way. And of course, I end all of my shows with a mommy moment. And today's is The World is Plump with Opportunity.
Plump with Opportunity.
Yes.
Oh, my God. I love that.
You like that?
That is
anyways,
so awesome.
And also, I do want to give out a new phone number that if anybody, when they hear my show again from 1 to 2, if you want to get in touch with us or you want to send me a message or you're just calling in, give me a call at 805-419-0008. You've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Have a wonderful day, and I will talk to you tomorrow.